I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow for an update on funding in a recently passed legislative spending plan in Washington, D.C. that has to do with Great Lakes-related issues. Here's more on what was funded in the package with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow.
The great news on the funding side is something that we started back in 2009 that President Obama announced and put forward, and I authored it through the Senate. It's called the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative to fund all kinds of things that deal with water quality and invasive species and any kind of challenges where we need resources. We have now made that permanent because it was an idea, a proposal under the Obama administration. We want it to go forward no matter who the president is. So that is now formally a program. A permanent program, and we have $300 million that has been put into that initiative for next year. And so this allows us, as things come up, or whether it's research or whether it's tackling a problem, to have readily available resources to do that. The second thing is funding the dredging of our harbors, which, as you know, has been such a challenge over the years. There's something called the Harbor Maintenance Trust Fund that ships pay into, and it's primarily funded by the big ships on the coast and so on, the big harbors. But we have been working for years to carve out a piece of that permanently. In the last Congress, Senator Levin and I were able to specifically for the first time carve out Great Lakes for funding. And you know, because of that, we have $1.25 billion in the next year that will be used for harbor maintenance, and that's both commercial as well as recreational. And recreational, of course, is also economic because it's about tourism. And then on Asian carp, as you know, this has just been an ongoing battle to get movement and agreement on how to permanently stop the carp. We've got agreement now from all the states involved that an area 40 miles south of Chicago called the Brandon Road Lock and Dam, there's locks there, we have agreed that's the choke point to stop the carp. There's a number of things being done there, electric fences and so on. But in a meeting that I organized a couple months ago, Army Corps of Engineers could not tell us what they would do on an emergency basis if the fish got above the lock. And so this bill, this new appropriations, requires them to immediately put together emergency procedures with all the other agencies, Coast Guard, EPA, and so on, and have a specific plan that they can immediately go into, which means closing the lock, which means a number of different things. But we can't have them deciding to debate what to do on an emergency basis when something's actually happening. So this is going to require that. We're still focused on strengthening that lock and dam to make sure that everything possible is being done. But heaven help us, if fish got above that, they've got to be able to immediately go into action.
U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow is joining us this morning. We're talking about some of the Great Lakes water quality and other funding in the spending bill. I have to ask you this, though, Senator, from this kind of movement, there's also been discussions both on a state level and a federal level with our lawmakers with the issue with the Sioux Locks and getting an update and an upgrade there, which has been discussed and in the works. Do you think maybe we're going to see any movement with that?
Yes, I do. With the Army Corps, as you know, has approved the final dollars, and we're in the final step here, getting the money to do the final economic study that's going to clear the way for us to start working on engineering and construction. You know, this process on large construction projects is years and years and years. It makes me want to tear my hair out how long this has gone on. But we are, I'm very optimistic. I mean, we're moving forward and pressing this, and, we finally got the Army Corps all on board here and signing off on everything. So this is one of those that we just have to push and push and push, and I'm continually talking to them and expressing the sense of urgency. Well, we've had great support from our whole delegation, so, this is going to happen. It just it needs to happen, you know, yesterday.
That's the comments of U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.